This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lucky to be alive after her North St. Louis home was leveled.
And you don't remember hearing any sirens?
I didn't hear any sirens. I didn't hear any sirens at all.
Yeah, that is a lady whose home was destroyed by this tornado. She's living in a tent in her front yard. They've started a GoFundMe page and some other stuff for her. Had Kim and I discussing yesterday, what will relief money be used for when it gets here? Who benefits from it? All of that. And I've asked my friend Mike O'Connell, who is the communications director for the Missouri Department of Public Safety these days, to join us this morning. Mike, how are you?
Doing real good. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Great to hear your voice again, man.
You sound different.
Oh, I do, huh? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe my hearing's going.
Older and wiser, maybe?
Oh, that's it. That's it, Mike. Older and wiser. Come on, my friend. Mike and I worked together, what, 15 years at Channel 4 together, probably?
Yes. Yeah. 93, the end of 93, we came in when people were clearing out because they'd all covered the 93 flood.
Yep.
And we're getting other jobs. And then we were there for, I was there until the end of 2008.
Okay, and I left in 2012, so a long time, a long time. So you've been working for the state of Missouri now for a while, and I saw you on the ground the other day with part of the state emergency management agency team that was up here looking at damage. Where do things stand right now, Mike, from your point of view?
So we those teams completed. They went really hard and long for 2 days and were able to document all of the damage to houses and residences. They got that data to FEMA, to the governor, and the governor was able to make a request on Sunday for individual assistance, which would bring disaster assistance from FEMA to families and individuals to help their recovery. Temporary housing, home repairs, replacement of medical supplies that they lost, things to help them, you know, start their recovery. It's just the basic needs. And then there would be low-interest loans from the Small Business Administration for them to actually get back to where they once were. So the FEMA assistance is try to get it so you can live in your house and then rebuild around it as you're in that house. What's happening today now is there going to be what's called public assistance preliminary disaster damage assessments. And that is where they look at the damage to roads, bridges, public buildings. And the idea is that there'll be a separate request once they have those numbers. But the governor is prioritizing, as he should, getting the assistance to the people who need it desperately so that they can go on with their lives and start their recovery process.
So how is that determined then who specifically gets the money? Because you have a lot of people, what is it, like some 60% of the people who are hit are not insured. But it almost doesn't seem fair, I guess, that those people would receive all the money just because they weren't insured. And then the other people who did have home insurance get nothing. How is that determined?
Yeah. So first off, as well, people who are underinsured would get assistance as well. The idea is, this is a FEMA program, so another colleague of Mark and mine, John Mills, works for FEMA, and so John might wind up being on your program if we get a disaster declaration, and he can go into more detail. But the idea is that FEMA is not going to pay for things that is already covered through insurance. And the idea is that, for instance, you know, as we go through these neighborhoods, you see a lot of elderly people who are on fixed incomes, and half of their house is gone, yes. And they've got a tarp over it. And the idea is, how can we help these people so that they can stay where they are and survive? So it's that's the purpose. It doesn't replace insurance, and it's not, if you have $100,000 worth of insurance on your house, FEMA isn't going to be anything like that. The typical grants are several thousand dollars just to help people replace the medical equipment. There's assistance if you have a funeral, unfortunately, because of somebody who you lost in that disaster. So that's how the FEMA program works.
So it wouldn't necessarily come in and rebuild the home for them, correct?
No, exactly.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah.
The idea is, can we put somebody up for a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
And that's going to help because the shelter population has actually started to go up a little bit, I'm told, because what happens after a disaster is people can stay with friends, relatives, but after a while, it gets to be tight. You know, there's limited space, and so they're actually looking now at opening another shelter and seeing if they can, how long they can sustain the shelters that are already open. So the idea is to try to help people get back on their feet, and then they're responsible for rebuilding, and you know, if you got to replace a car, rebuild the house, put on a new roof, that's not covered. This is to get you started on the recovery.
Very good, Mike O'Connell. Listen, great to hear your voice, my friend. I appreciate you giving me some time today.
All right, good to be with you.
Yeah, we'll talk soon, Mike O'Connell. There with the Missouri Department of Public Safety, and of course the State Emergency Management Agency, and some interesting information there.
Mm-hmm. So that's helpful.
The FEMA monies will not come in. That I still think the city will end up tapping into some of that RAM settlement money to rebuild in some of these areas. And then, you know, you're going to have the business owners thinking, well, how about me? And
right.
I mean, everybody who was affected by it, if they're going to start using the money for that. Yeah. All right. Coming up, Taylor Riggs, Fox Business, in just a minute. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.